Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm Nigel Jeffries. I work for Huawei, and as Jason said this time yesterday, I didn't know I was going to be presenting this. I have to pass on Wen Beng's apologies, and also to point out that these are very much her slides and her presentation. So rather than have a set of slides which illustrate my fascinating and deeply technical talk, what I'm going to do is introduce the slides for you and hope to interpret them, but any confusions or mistakes in that are entirely mine, and the content is down to Wen Beng. So I'm going to talk about business models in our industry from the manufacturer's perspective, from Huawei's perspective, and hope that this gives you some useful background for our discussions later on this afternoon. What's happening in our industry at the moment? Certainly what we're seeing is that we have new players coming into the traditional telecoms market, and these are presenting huge challenges, particularly for the mobile operators who are our key customers. What we're seeing is a surge of data traffic in the mobile network, which is disproportionate to the additional revenue generated. And increasingly, there's the prospect of the mobile network becoming what's called what you might call a dump pipe, becoming a utility, becoming something which is not revenue generating in itself. The money in the new services is being made by the over-the-top service providers, Google, Facebook, Apple, and so on. Now, of course, our customers pass some of that pressure on to us, and they are asking us and the other hardware manufacturers to help them to control their capex and reduce their costs. One effect of that is to put pressure on the end-user devices and have more standardization of the end-user device specs, and to see the price of end-user devices coming down. So we're seeing more and more smartphones below $100 in the market now, and we're seeing continued reductions in the price of mobile broadband dongles as well. And it's not just in the end-user devices, but also we're seeing in the network equipment that the profit margins on those are shrinking as the control of capex and costs becomes more stringent. At the same time as reducing costs, of course, network operators are also exploring new revenue streams, adjusting their business strategies, expanding into other areas along the value chain, and obviously we're working to support them in doing that. So just to reiterate, we're trying to deal with the new players coming into the traditional telecom market. Mobile operators are facing increasing competition in their space. The market trends that people have been already talking about, so social networking, app stores, new types of terminals and new business models are already there. So some quick thoughts on business models. What are we looking for? Well, clearly successful business models need to be based on a clear understanding of what the ecosystem is and what the value chain is, and then a correct business strategy within that ecosystem and value chain, and putting together a real value proposition. So most of the discussion here is focusing on the network operator's business model, not particularly on the one between vendors and operators. And of course, operators have different business models for different areas, and we're seeing increasing differentiation between the consumer market, which is still dominated by traditional voice, and increasingly by mobile broadband data and internet services, and on the other hand, enterprise services, which are going into new business areas such as media services, machine-to-machine, and e-health. As a vendor, our strategy is to support our network operators' customers in their business strategy and to provide the quality products that they need. I don't know why Skype's popping up suddenly. Okay, current hot topics including which I'll talk a little bit about later, how we monetize the mobile broadband service, and how we develop new business streams for the operators, including machine-to-machine and e-health. Okay, mobile broadband, number of factors affecting the profitability of it. Obviously, the number of subscribers, the number of subscribers signing up to mobile data contracts, on the one hand, balanced against the available devices and services, and also on the design of suitable tariffs for them. And this is still a critical area for the operators to get right. So what we're looking at is an increasingly complex business model, with the mobile operators still in the middle, controlling network access and being able to charge customers. On the other side, there are opportunities for terminal manufacturers and device manufacturers, increasingly introducing communication between devices and inter-device based services have become increasingly important. But at the top end as well, the emergence of application app stores and so on, and also the development of cloud computing becomes significant. The strategy here is to develop more bundled device and service offerings in the market, identifying areas of high value that create relatively light traffic, being able to charge by URL to become more specific on charging points, and allowing operators to provide free content and value-added service to their customers to create value-added experience for their customers. So that's on the customer side. On the enterprise side, look at a couple of opportunities here. One is look at e-health. If you look at the European market, the European healthcare market is worth over €1 trillion. The European ICT market is worth somewhere near that. So if you look at the intersection of that, the e-health market, already expected to be €20 billion by 2012. And the mobile health part of that is expected to be a significant part of it. That includes or provides the opportunities to make use of both specific medical devices, which can be mobilized, as well as putting e-health applications on existing smartphones and tablets. Makes use of existing networks, both mobile and fixed, and sensor networks as well, and the number of solutions which can be implemented, including monitoring applications, emergency response systems, e-medicine, and so on. So this is the sort of platform that we can imagine. In three different sort of scenarios. One is a sort of family situation, a family e-health gateway, allowing health monitoring activity and so on, and similar opportunities both in the community and in the enterprise to provide health services to the local community or to employees. Running across existing networks, a healthcare service platform that provides management of applications, workflow, management of electronic health work records, and so on, and other services such as authentication. And sitting on top of that, the actual healthcare applications themselves, including chronic disease management. Of course, diabetes is a very good example of a disease which is increasing at a significant rate and stretching existing capabilities and requires radical solutions to manage. Other applications could include emergency relief, include health reporting, wellness reporting, and also the management of health information to the public. So we have a value chain here for mHealth or eHealth. One end, delivering medical services, at the other, the underlying technology to provide it. And as you can see from this, it's quite a complex chain. May not even be completely linear, but there are a number of players who can address different parts of that chain, some of those in competition with each other. So at the top end, you have the insurers, obviously very good at billing and delivering medical services. Obviously, you have the health providers in that space as well. You also have the telcos, particularly on the communication and connectivity side, but spreading either side of that. And then you have the IT support and software development as well. So there's a complex value chain there, and a number of players that can take different roles within that chain. Looking now at machine-to-machine based services, products already out there providing machine-to-machine services. In Huawei's case, we have a number of products that we provide, which work with devices that other manufacturers provide as well. So we provide both the communication modules and the gateway platforms. So there's a complex ecosystem of suppliers just on the hardware side. But these can be put together to provide smart metering applications, for instance, with the meters, the sensors in the home area network, either communicating to a gateway or communicating directly to the middleware platform in the cellular network, and through that to the internet, and then onto the enterprise that's providing the service, usually the energy supplier. So various options in terms of the business model. This is the value chain, again, quite a complex one. You've got on the one side, you've got the terminal integrator and developer who uses equipment supplied by the communication module vendor, and also the traditional machine manufacturing, which might be a point-of-sale machine or a vending machine or an electricity meter, for instance. So you're integrating your communication equipment into that. On the other side, you've got the connectivity and the management platform provider who's working with mobile network operators, with the M2M infrastructure in the mobile network, and possibly with other operators as well, fixed or wireless. And those two can be integrated by a service solution provider who then provides a complete solution to the industrial enterprise. Different business models are possible. This is where a machine-to-machine service solution sales model, where the operator chooses a terminal integrator and module vendor to develop customized machine-to-machine devices. And the price scheme here can vary from application to application, but typically there will be a flat service fee. For instance, you might have a 10-year contract with a fixed amount per SIM. If you look in the UK, with about a total of 48 million meters, and if such a Vodafone has a market share of about 20%, then its annual income from providing machine-to-machine service to utility companies could be in the order of £144 million per year. That's based on a £15 a year contract per SIM. The other option is for the network operators to sell mobile data services to the machine-to-machine service provider or platform provider. In this case, that can be done either by direct sales, by charging the end customers for their use of the network, or it can be done as a wholesale model, whereby the machine-to-machine service solution provider buys buys wholesale network time. So, just to summarise, new players putting pressure on existing operators. This has an impact on manufacturers and device vendors. Business models need to be adapted and upgraded. In the consumer space, mobile broadband is a particular example. In the enterprise space, there are many opportunities to create new businesses and two examples, e-health and machine-to-machine services. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.